This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A judge has ordered federal officials to allow unannounced visits by members of Congress to immigration detention centers. The ruling blocks a Department of Homeland Security policy that required 7 days' notice for those visits. Roughly a dozen Democratic lawmakers filed a lawsuit over it, including Colorado Representatives Joe Neguse and Jason Crow. The order is temporary and will expire in 2 weeks while the lawsuit continues. Starting next year, Colorado will participate in a new federal program to help parents pay for private religious schools. The money could potentially also be used by families for school fees and extracurricular programs. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Depending on who you talk to, this is either a voucher program or a scholarship program. But the bottom line is that families with children between kindergarten and 12th grade could apply for this money to help cover eligible expenses. There is an income cap, so to qualify, a family can make no more than 300% of the area median income. And that's a pretty high limit. In Denver, a family of four making $300,000 a year would still be eligible.
CPR's Jenny Brundine reporting. The snowplow driver involved in a fatal crash on I-70 last week has been placed on administrative leave. That accident killed one person and injured several others and is under investigation. Troopers say the driver lost control of the plow truck east of Loveland Ski Area and struck three vehicles in the opposite lanes, including a van carrying the SCF Flyers youth hockey team from California. That van's driver died. This is CPR News.